kol afisha af shetakol choshiv kehemit kli agabe kli de lagia lemakum gavoa v'lom noches alei shem kona aruch. That's what he says. What's the Chazanish telling us over here? The only time is a ptur of something which is constantly being put together and taken apart on a regular basis, is if it's used in both forms, then that's the nature of the of this particular kind of a utensil. So then it's mutter. In some cases potter, some cases mutter. But if it's meant to be used only in one form, when it's put together, and you take it apart for other reasons, let's say if you want to trans, only time is a ptur of something which is constantly being put together and taken apart on a regular basis, if it's used in both forms, then that's the nature of the of this particular kind of a utensil, so then it's mutter. In some cases potter, some cases mutter. But if it's meant to be used only in one form, when it's put together, and you take it apart for other reasons, let's say if you want to transport the mita from place to place, or transport the menorah, it's very big and cumbersome, from place to place. So what do? You take everything apart, put it in a little box. That's the tzad ha-shaveh, kvot ha-chazanish, between, as Rashi comments, Rashi makes a comment over here, katani miyas b'knei menorah d'chayim, v'adin l'mit l'shel tarsiyim. What do they have in common? Says Chazanish, what do they have in common? They're used only in their full form and they're all together, and they're put away for storage purposes, for transporting purposes. In that case, the heter, or the ptur, of something which is constantly taken apart, put together, does not apply. Does not apply. That's what he says. I'm not exactly sure. What's the lumdus behind this Chazanish? Apparently he holds that if I put something together, I'm not going to use it as a kli in a different form. So therefore, when I put this together, I made a kli, I'm chayav chatas. I plan to remove it? That's a side point. That's only for transporting. It doesn't diminish what I did. As opposed to a case in which I put it together, but I plan to take it apart in its capacity as a kli. I'm going to plaster 10-foot eye, plaster 5-foot eye. So there's always going to be a kli, and I have to pull out those in-between poles. So then, by very making it into a kli, it's only of a temporary nature. Because I'm going to have to take it apart to make to plaster the lower level. It seems to me that the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa is following this mahalach. Very practical cases he talks about. Happens in real life. Open up if you can to Perek Chav Dalet Sif Chav Gimel. Here, if you recall, this is the Perek we learned about last week by making an OL. So he talks about a case of an extendable table. Many of us have these tables where they have, you know, a regular table, and you pull it out a little bit, and you add a, what's called a flap? Leaf, thank you, it was a leaf. You add a leaf, and you put it, add it, and now the table is 2 feet longer. Phew, a miracle. See, this is over here. For those who have it, towards the bottom of the page Shin Tetzvav, yeah. He says, B'chlal shulchan miskapel gam shulchan sheyesh lo ken knafayim miskaplos sheyedei psichos and mesatzorah kofnes rochvo. Umutal the post called the Sorgo Bishabis. The Afmutal Harech Shulchan Bezos Hamadaf Ha'omed Lekach. Umutal Litchobes Ha'pinim. This is a very deep Hebrew word. Pinim. Pins, right? Shebe Madav Zeh. Latochan the Kovman and Tzor Bishulchan the Tzor of Zeh. You have to know Hebrew, Rebosa. They have these, they're pins, or you would probably call it, what do we call those things? Stick out. Pegs, that's what we would probably call it. Okay, the Hebrew version, pinim. So you have those pegs that extend from the leaf, and you push them, you know how it is, you've done this before, and you take that leaf, and the peg fits in neatly, tightly into the hole of the table itself. It's made exactly for that reason. Boom, it comes together, it's like a kavaldika table. Mutter. Then the very next line, Ula mitas tinok. They have cribs. Same system. You have different pieces, and they're pins and, you know, pegs. The pegs fit into the holes, and it comes together. Mitas tinok osular kiva ola parka b'shabes. Or mitas sadeh. Basically, he calls it mitas shel tarsiv. Now, what's the difference between the two cases? It's exactly the same situation. What's the difference between the fold, the extendable table on the one hand, and the crib on the other hand? What's the difference? Exactly the same thing, the same tightness. So the Yis Daiti is going with the mahalach of the Chazon Ish, namely, that the bed, when it's taken apart, is not used. When you remove the pins from the, which let's say hold them to the mattress or some other part of the crib, it's for convenience sake. You want to transport the crib, you want to put it in a box. You're probably going to transport a crib if it's all put together. It's too big. So you want to put it in a smaller box, you take it apart. Now you're using it, no one's sleeping in the crib when it's dismantled. As opposed to the table, you're using it this way, you're using it that way. You're always using the table. So it's a 5-foot table, it's a 7-foot table. So it's always being used. It's like little that Kodesh Sayodim. So I understood from the although it's not spelled out explicitly here in the footnotes on the bottom of the Shemir Shabbos why he makes this distinction. But I believe that's what he's driving at. However, there's a footnote against me. The last footnote on the page. Last two lines of the page, he writes as follows. V'adinami da'osu l'shano says, ha'gova shal mita satinok ayadeh havaras pinim v'chor govoa onomuch yoser shaleh munach ha'madov im ha'mizron keva shemahadkam b'mkoma ma'chodosh ayin shal m'shuchanoch. Whoopee. Why? This Bechorosh, what Shulchan Aruch? What Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like it should have been Mutter. He says to look at Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Gimel Sivav. What's there? What's in Shin Yud Gimel Sivav? See what it says? Mitashol Prokin. Also Lav Zero Lohotkar Vimtoka Chayav Chat. Okay. According to the Chazon Ish's criterion, that's because when it was taken apart, it wasn't used at all. But Kodesh El Sayodim, which is used in both forms, should be is potter, maybe even mutter. So perhaps the Shemir Shabbos is going with the Mahalach of the Avnei Nezer. What was the Avnei Nezer's Mahalach? It all depends, Tzorach Uman or ain't Tzorach Uman. But it's also difficult. You need an Uman to put together a crib. Again, so it could be that we could argue that, again, I don't know. We have to be careful. This is Chayim, this Potter, and this Mutter. Nonetheless, according to both criteria we just mentioned, we have a problem in explaining this distinction given the footnote. That if you just look on top, you're okay. If you look on the bottom, you have a problem. So I would have said, according to Chazon Ish, take it apart when you're just for storage purposes, transporting purposes, that could be awesome. But he asked in the footnote, even if you're just going to raise or lower the level, that's literally Kodesh HaSayadim. So you want to say Potter Rabbal Asr. Okay. Then that was the difference between that and the table. It's also Bikonash El Sayodim. That's why I have to write a letter, find out exactly what he's driving at. Of course, if you have shot, you'll tell me you get a prize. You don't save me the postage. All right. So Rabosai, figure out that Shemir Shabbos will be a mitzvah. Okay. We're discussing on Friday the facts of the case. Let's look at the Lashon of Rashi, Rabbosai. I want to make the Yukim in Rashi. Rashi is talking about the Kodesh HaMenorah. We had an argument with Chazon Ish. I mean, everyone was on my side on Friday. I told Shah, I'm going to lose all my allies today. I had to, develop my alliance before you also the Chazon Ish. Yeah? Everyone was on my side about the Menorah. Everyone, no one raised, there was not a single dissent. We had the Shah with the Menorah, right? It was dramatic. We made a Menorah, and he had a guest who wanted to light five candles. He added a fifth. He took away a fourth. Everyone liked my pshat. He says, no. Let's look at Lashon of Rashi's. Yeah. Rashi's Lashon is. Kanei Menorah. Look at every word carefully. Sheyotzin mimena konim l'neiros harbe. Vinotlin heimena. Uvishas atzorech marzirin oso. Now, that's my grammarians. What is oso? What is oso? Lou. It's a pronoun. What is the antecedent? Is that the word that's still used? What does the pronoun refer to? Ah? No? Tell me. What's Machzir and Oso refer to? The menorah? That's not a grammarian. Huh? Can't it? Because had it been the menorah, what should it have said? Osa. Rashi knew Dikduk. Everyone saw those Rashi's yesterday. Well, Rashi knew Dikduk. So also, I thought, man, the Kana. That means you're putting back a Kana. In other words, you take, if there are many Kana, Kana, they're Kanim, and you want to use one, put back one, you want to use two. I thought that Rashi is exactly what he said. There are many Kana. You take them apart to when you don't want all of them, and you want another, you need one, you add one more, add one more, add one more. That's exactly the Shavuot I thought. I don't know. Maybe the Chazon Ish understand you took them all and you put one back. I don't know. And here's our Rashi, she spoke about the Feirish on Friday. A few lines later. The Karen Agula and the Karen Poshut. Right? So we had the little conflicting diukim. Let's look at it again. Karen Agula, Masa Umanu, Vetzoch, Vetkov, and the Kovim Bechozek. Have your malacha. With the Karen Poshet, Machnisa Berevach, Vidark on the Park and Tomid, Upotter. What's the difference in the Resha and the Sefer? According to the Avne Nezer, Rabosai, in both cases, the Agula and the Poshet is dark on the Park and Tomid. Rashi didn't draw that contrast, but dark on the Park and Tomid only works by what? By Karen Pasha Machnisa Berevach means without an Uman. So then the Hefter of Dark and the Prok and Tom, it works. Again, a Hefter of Ptur, we'll see the specifics later on. However, we require an Uman, the Resha, Karen Agula, even if it is what? Dark on the Prok and Tom, it doesn't help. And today Avnei Nezer would read this Rashi. You follow me? Rashi's making is contrasting A to B. Now in B, he mentions dark on the park on Tumid, but in A, he didn't mention it's ain't dark on the park on Tumid. And for good reason, according to Avnei Nezer, even if it's dark on the park on Tumid, that doesn't work, because it requires Uman. That's what Avnei Nezer would read the Rashi. According to the Chazon Ish, we can make the following suggestion. Again, it's like bagpipes. Rashi explains, we didn't have any musicians, we have a musician here. Any musicians can explain exactly what this instrument looked like. Rashi tells us what it looks like a little bit. Rashi says, Shnei Mikvei Zemer, who also the Kovim, Kikvara, Umachnis Ben Chalilim, Umotzian Kolos Harbe. Keep putting in more tubes, and it makes different kinds of sounds, right? Different kinds of sounds. Again, I don't know. Maybe you can use this instrument without putting a tube into this particular hole. Because there are other holes and other tubes. So therefore, when it's also the parko, it's potter, exactly the same as kana shel sayodin. Because it's used in both forms. It's used in both forms. And therefore, according to this, when Rashi says That's Mais Uman Vitzarach Lekav and Lekav and Bechozek Havim Malach. You know what he means? He means Ein Derech Leparakam. That's what he means. Because in the Sefer he says Derech Leparakam, implying that Eresh is Ein Derech Leparakam. So if it's Ein Derech Leparakam, that's why you chayv. But if it would have been Derech Leparakam, you'd be Potter. You know why? Because using it in both forms. With this tube, without this tube. With this rod of the Kodesh Hotel, without it. So then Rashi is just telling us, because it's a Maisa Uma, and you're putting it in the cover of Bechozek, so it means you're not going to take it out. That's all it means. But if you would take it out in both forms, you would be, in fact, you would be Potter. That's how the Chaz Lishim understood the tour of Kodesh Hosayot. So far, therefore, two pshat. Fundamental differences between them. The Chaz Lishim himself, after giving this beautiful, interesting pshat, again, it's not the way we understood the facts of Kenei Menorah, but okay, we could be wrong. Right? Everyone in this room could be wrong. If the Chaz Lishim were wrong, you have to certainly consider that possibility. You have to say it's a different verb. Avo midivei haramban v'haritva. He calls the ritva, so we call the chidushi haran. In his time, they thought that was the ritva. It was printed under that name. Nire, the urcha de milsa nokat, the knei menorah tokon, the knei sayadim came on the tzorach leparakam tamid, eino toko bechozek, avo kol she toko chayav chatos, v'chein muchach v'adomidashot tasiyim, v'afagav v'omedes leparakam, mikol makom em toko chayav chatos. This is the biggest chumra of all. Now the Chazon Ish says, if you are tokeya, which means to put it very stark, you're going to be chayav chatos. And the whole heter of osu the pork and tamid does not apply to something which is called tokeya. That's how we understood from the simple reading of the Ramban and the Ritva. Now, is this consistent with the Taz? Read the Taz again. We all started with the Taz. The Taz said, "No, she'ika tashmishu ade piruk tamid lo mikri gmar malacha afilu im hu tokea bechozek hashroif." Shroif is a screw. Now, if the Mishnah Brewer is correct, that according to the Taz, a shroif is not tokea of the Gemara and wouldn't be a doraisa, then the Taz could be consistent with what the Chazon Ish calls the simple reading of the Ramban and the Ritva. If, however, the Taz does not say that, and he maintains, as Magen Avraham suggests, that Shroif is considered to be Tokeya, then the Taz would not be able to be consistent with the opinion of the Ramban and Ritva as cited by the Chazon Ish. Now, interestingly, in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, he quotes a Mishpitzo Zoho, a Prima Gordon. He quotes it in attempting to prove the Avnei is Mahalach. But I believe a more careful reading yields a different result. Simen Shin Ches. It's the Mishpitzo Zoho. Sivkoton Yud. A brief quotation. You remember we spoke about it last week. You have a base achiza. You're holding on to something which you can pull out fairly easily. So then, by the sort of kaka chalon, you pull it in and out, and then it's putter or mutter in such in some of these cases. And the Prima Gonim writes as follows: Yesh base achiza muchach lemishkal ladure koi. V'lo mirzik kebone. No beis achiza, mirzik kebone. It's not a bone mamish. Okay? This is what we spoke about. Kaka chalon sugya. Zok there. V'lo domi l'siftes. This is not the same as simen shin ches siftes. We read that sif and shir last week. What does it say there? It says, Delas shall shida v'shal teva v'migla yecholim nitlo me'em v'losu l'achzir akzera shem yitkan v'shal lul shal tanagolim osu bein nitlo bein l'achzir v'kevan de mechuba l'kaka istve binyan istira, says the Prima Gadim. The hosam b'tzir tochuv afilu beis achiza lo mahani The bone of Soser Mamishu. The same opinion Shabbos, understand, you have a tzir tochum, it's stuck in very tight. Then the heter of coming in and out, which is the base achiza, comes in and out, is ineffective. And he quotes it as a source for the Avnei Nezer. So shtei tshuvas bedov. Number one, it goes beyond the Avnei Nezer. It doesn't say anything about an uman. The word uman is not found over here. Avnei Nezer was careful to use the expression uman. Because only when uman, tzarach lachzir, is a shem kli batel, as the Ran said, which we saw on Friday. So if anything, this confirms which? The third opinion. What's the third opinion? That as long as you're tokeya, there's no heter of darkal aparokal tomer. That's what the Chazanish attributes to the Ramban and the Ritva. So the Prima Gona could be quoted as a riot to that sheet. But the truth is, I don't think it's a riot to anything. He's talking about Mechuba Lekarka. Mechuba Lekarka is different. You can't compare Mechuba Lekarka to Kalim. That was a whole Yisod. And that there's a difference between Karka and Kalim. So again, I'm at a bit of a loss to explain what his raya is. But interestingly, if you recall, and this is something also interesting, open up the Mishnah Berurah. Whoever's the Mishnah Berurah should please open up. Shin Yud Dalit. Sivkot Mechof. In the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei says Mutalitan Kona Cholol B'Chavis. You can put a straw into a barrel of Otzi Yayin. The Mishnah Berurah says Omed Amiyuchad Lekach Medam Atakan Kli U'mikom Agam Nireh To Osel Litkoa Heite B'Chazka B'Yasedos V'yesh B'zeh Mishim Gemar Melocha. To do it really stark with Yasedos, with pegs, with nails, whatever it may be, that's Asa for sure. So if you recall, the Chazon Ish said, why is it Asa? Why is it Asa? His expression was in Siman Nun Aleph of Kot Yud Ches, after you finish using the straw to empty out a portion of the wine, Ein Harkova Sakona Ritzuya Klal. It's like Kisui Kalim. Kisui Kalim was with the Taz in the Magen Avraham quote here in Shin Yud Gimel, which is permissible. So the Binyan Shabbos suggests the difference is here is Tokeya. If you're Tokeya, it's always us. Once again, the Binyan Shabbos cites this in the context of the Avnei Nezer. He sort of makes a shtickle, a kugel between a hedyot, between uman, tzorach uman lav zero, and Tokeya. Those are two different things in my opinion. But in any event, he's citing this Mishnah Berurah's opinion as evidence to that yisod. If it's Tokeya Heitev, the heter of in and out is ineffective. That's what he writes. Interesting. So we have therefore three answers to the idea of Midah Shel Tarsim. I want to just throw out a fourth possibility, just as on a lark, as I say. Who are the ones who said that Marzer Midah Shel Tarsim B'Shabbos is Chayav Chatan? Who said so? Remember the names? Open up the Gemara again. Remember the names of the people who said it? Give a quick look. Who said it? Rabbosai, who said it? Rav and Shmuel. What did Rav and Shmuel hold about what we call the Sugya of Binyan B'Kalim? Rabbosai, what did Rav and Shmuel hold? Come on, you have a recollection. It's amnesia. What a Rav and Shmuel hold? Kuv Bezim at Bez. What a Rav and Shmuel hold? Someone who puts a pole into a part of into the hole. Rav Omar Mishibone. This means Rav holds the Pashtus Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. That's the Pashtus. Now what about Shmuel, gentlemen? I was asked the Kasha last week against the Tosfos on Mem Zayinim at Beis on top. Doesn't work out because Shmuel supposedly holds Ein Binyan B'Kalim. Sure. Akasha. So, if you look on the Chiddushei Haran, the real Chiddushei Haran, he says that Shmuel also agrees to Rav Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. I argues on Kuvbeis and Midbeis, because ain't derech binyan bekach. That's lashon of the Gemara. Derech binyan bekach ain't. That's in the Tzrichuses. Ain't derech binyan bekach. And what's the Chiddush Haran's proof that Shmuel the pin has nothing to do with ain't binyan bekalim? Because Shmuel argues equally with osa negev belul shel tarnagolim, which is mechubal karka. So you see, Shmuel has nothing to do with ain't binyan bekalim. He holds yesh binyan bekalim. So I just was wondering. Maybe Mavs and Mita Shal Tassim is Chayav according to Rav and Shmuel because they hold Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. But if we hold Ein Binyan B'Kalim, maybe we could be Megel in every case. That's not the Halacha L'Maisa. It's just drawing out a possibility. Everyone's tumbling with the Mita Shal Tassim. What do you do with it? Halacha L'Maisa. How do you reconcile the things with it? Maybe it's only Rav and Shmuel who wants to say Yechayav. They hold Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. We hold Ein Binyan B'Kalim. But that's, again, I'm just mentioning it as a possibility. B'Alma. So now you have a stroller, Rabosa. Halacha L'maisa, you have a stroller. A stroller. We spoke about it last week. And the stroller is put together. You take the seat out. The seat, you push very hard to get it in. And it comes, it goes in and out. When you want to transport the stroller in a car, so you take out the seat, right, and you fold it over. And Emes, they're still doing it that way? No more. Okay, I don't know. So they used to have these kinds of carriages that were two pieces, and you the wheels were very big. I guess maybe I'm dating myself. It was a whole big contraption, and that folded over, and you had the what's called the moshav, the place where the baby sat, or sleeping, and that was a separate piece. And if you would put in tight, with the osir mutter, the court would have nezer, since even I could do it, and I have two left hands, far from an Uman, so therefore it would be mutter. But according to the Chazon Ish, again, if you have these pinim, you have these pegs which go into the various parts, it would be prohibited because you're not using it. You're not using it in its in the form when it's collapsed. So writes the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, page Mem Zayin, Eglas Yelodim. You have the Markivim as Hamoshav Agam Yahagola. I should talk to myself, Blitel Sheba Moshav, and the Kavim Sheba Agola, which is called Tokea, and apparently it's still popular in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's still talking about it. Also, Lahak, Evil the Farak, and Sagola, Beshabis. Even though he does it all the time, Dak, Lahak, Evil the Farak, Kaman Shapiruk, Enel, and Sarah Hatshimo, Shalom, the Farak, like the Tarak, Tiltul Agola, and the Seus, would be Osir. Quanta the Chazanish. Now, I think there are some times now where they actually use the seat. They use the seat. It's a very nice thing. It's used as a separate seat that you put the baby on the table or on the floor, and then you can take the same exact piece and put it into a carriage on wheels, and it goes. That would show me mutter according to this. There are different kinds. For example, he gives a similar example. You have a high chair, and you have a tray, right? And the tray is put in, let's say, very tight. You take it out and put it in, take it out and put it in. Because you're taking it out not to transport it. You're taking it out to wash it, and you put it right back to eat on it, and wash it, and eat on it. He considers those two tashmishim. That's interesting. That's an interesting point. He doesn't see tashmishim has to mean to literally use it. But it means as opposed to taking it apart just for transportation purposes. I guess if you transport it, you'd also take it apart. But if you take it apart for another reason, aside from transportation and storage, it would be mutter according to the criterion of the Chazon Ish. And on this basis, halacha l'maaseh, many of you will answer the question. Rabbi said, critical question. Lego! Lego! Did you play Lego on Shabbos? He quotes over here from Shlomo Zalman. He was a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. Kain shamati mi morer of Shlomo Zalman. That's certainly mutter b'pshitus lehet to play Lego. Why? when you take it apart, not just for transport, it's for the transport or the store. You take it apart, you can play with it again. Tell Rabbi Lego to play with it. You can't build with Lego unless you took it apart. You still have a little brother, you play Lego with it or something. So you can't put it together unless you first took it apart. So it's not just for store. I mean, yeah, you also, it's true, you also store it. Some people store it, I don't know, people leave it displayed on the roofs. But the point of taking it apart is to enable you to put it together again. So therefore, that's considered to be a kind of a part of the usage. It's mutter. Oh. So now we're supposed to come to a critical question, which is so critical. I want to read you the sugya of Kisui HaKelim. That's what comes up over here in Simon Shin Yud Gimel. Remember, the Mechaber speaking about kosher prokim, which we demonstrated on Friday what it means. You have a base, and you have a top, and one screws into the other, right, of a cup. But there's a contrasting case called Kisui HaKelim, which both the Taz and Morgan Aram speak about. Listen very carefully. So the Taz was what we just read before. Dafka kos yesh misha machmir shein tzorach leparko ki ikat hashmisho shloya de piruk. Mashenkin bin nod, which means a kind of a covering. Ikat hashmisho de piruk tome lo mikri kmar malocha. Afilim o tokeh b'chozik la shroif. So you can have you know what they call today? Pressure cookers. You ever see those things? They still have them, I think they still have them. Where the top screws on. Still have those things? They're cooking some. In other words, pressure is used primarily as a metaphor. No one ever knows what the original thing looks like. But the thing they still have, they want to cook more quickly, is a pressure cooker. So the Mogan Avraham is the same thing. Below Dami le Kisui HaKelim, Kisui HaKelim is mutter, why? Shasuyim kach. Tohosem en asuyim lekiyim ak leposchon ulesogren tomid. Ayin simen shin yudalat sif yud. As opposed to the kosher parakim, which is not meant to be taken apart all the time. You can, as I said, you have your bar mitzvah, give you a bech of your bar mitzvah, you put it together, you leave it there. You take it apart once in a while, maybe to move it. But these are, the pot, we'll call it the screw-on pot. On and off, on and off. You can't put the food in unless you take it out. It's not shayach. That's why it's called mutter. So right that both the Taz and the Mogan Avraham. So I thought, Pasha Zariah Barura. They have something which is taken apart, put together. There's a heter. So the Chazon Ish wants to say there's no heter. There's a unique case in his opinion. A unique case. You cannot derive anything else from Kisui Kalim. I'll read it to you. Critical paragraph. The hard the kotzva tazim mogan avram simin shin yud gimel. The mutal that koas kisui akli kem and shomer lisgov liftoach. Hainu davka bekisui. She'ain stimas akli binyan elashimush. The kli sasum la'olam eino kli. Chazon Ish is a chiddush nifla. That a sealed utensil is not a utensil. A sealed kli is not a kli. This is it. To those we'll get to later, we'll talk about a sugya of cans. The Chazon Ish holds you have a tuna fish can, it's not a kli. It's sealed up. A sealed kli is not a kli. V'chol inyan akli. Only an open kli is called a kli. It's not called a kli then. Hilkoch, ein akisui v'akli. Kechad, el shnei gishomim, mishtatvim b'shimush. You have a kli, which is the open pot, and you have a cover. Aval har kova hadrusha l'shimush kimo kone sayodin l'mita shal tasim af tikun l'shoa choshev bone. He's talking about electricity. We're going to get to that later. That's his point about electricity. He's saying tikun l'shoa is asur. Even if you plan to take it apart and put it together, it's still going to be asur. The only time it's mutter is a unique case of Kisui Kalim. What's unique about Kisui Kalim? You can't say a chayav on binyan. Because if you put it together, it's ice clean. Rabosai, the only time as a heter is when you put them together, you're not making a kli, you're breaking a kli. You're making the kli, the former erstwhile kli, into a non-kli. Then and only then is it mutter, writes Chazon Ish. Pilei ploim. Now, can you read this into the Taz and Nogan Avram? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is incredulous about this job. He just can't believe it. But can you read it into the words? Can you read it into the words or not? Well, yeah, we have it in front of us, the Taz and Nogan Avram. I didn't read it that way. The Taz? Maybe. Maybe. What's the lesson of the Taz? Let's read it again, third time. No, she'ika tashmishu aydei piruk tomid lo mikri gemar malocha. According to the Chazanish, what it means is it's only a kli when it's open. And you can't say when you're closing it's called bona or makabe patish. Could say that. But the word tomid is not so good. According to the Chazanish, what do you need tomid for? Even if you only take it apart on very rare occasions, the same kula should apply. So Lanias Daiti, the Taz is saying that he's always mentioned before. Eino shel kayama. Eino shel kayama, as opposed to the koshal prokim, which is meant to stay for a longer period of time. But to the contrary, if Opshad in the Taz is right, it's a raya against the Chazon Ish. That even when it comes to a kos, there's a hakava derusha, what he calls. You're putting it together for a desired purpose, to make it usable as a kli. And the only distinction that the Taz is making between kol shel prokim and kisi akelim is how long it lasts. Kol shel prokim lasts a long time, and kisi akelim lasts only a short time. That's how I understood it. And in fact, I believe that the Magen Avraham says the same thing. How do I know? That the Magen Avraham's focus is the fact that it's a very temporary putting together. He quotes Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Who remembers what Shin Yud, we've been there before? If you don't remember, open up. Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Look inside. Look inside on both sides. What does it say? We had this a few times before. The last two lines of the Sif. Umitam Zeh Mutter Lahosir Daf Shemesimin Oso Lefnei Atanur Vishorkan Oso Betit Shein Oso Lekiyum Lufurish Shin Rangan Avram by this citation. But the nature of the hefter has nothing to do with the Chazon Ish pshat. The putting, covering a kli, make it ice, covering a pot is ice kli. A different pshat. It's Eino Shel Kayama Klal. Like you put the cover in front of the cholent oven, they used to do in Europe, and they had in mind, they put it on Friday, take it apart Shabbos morning, for less than 24 hours. That's the nature of the hefter. So the pot as well. That's the pashtus. And the whole Chazon Ish's assumption is shver. Rav Shlomo Ben Zalman has the kasha from tefillin. Tefillin is sealed up for life. And the more calls it a kli, it's mekabel tumah. Actually, he has that's in Perek Tes, this discussion of cans. He makes that point. Oh. There is a question. What exactly is this dispute of the two opinions in the Mechaber here in Shin Yud Gimel Siv Zayin about the kosher prokin mutter, and some say it's aser, it's like mita. What are these two deists fighting about? What are they arguing about? Lanias Daiti, according to the Taz, the argument as follows: are we choshesh that the kosher prokin will be left there for a long time? Some say yes, and some say no. That's how I understood the fight. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, it sounds like they're referring to a case where there's a gzeira, otu shema yitka, to make a tekiya, which would be chayev or not. But the Mishnah Brura sif katan mem hei seems to say, if you look in the Magen Avraham, he says, kos is muta she'en derech lahotko kol kach, because it's not normally tithing so much. So what are they fighting about? Either the machlokes and metzias, which we don't like to say, or the machlokes, this kind of kosher prokim, how tight, we know how tight it is. Is it considered to be tight, or it's not considered to be tight? How tight, that's a question. Is it considered to be tight, or not. Or we can suggest, everyone agrees it's not considered to be tight, and it's a machlokes, so they make a gzeira that you may make it tight. That's how the Alter Rebbe understands pshat, that's how the Chazon Ish understands pshat. And the final pshat is that the Ostrom, the Maram, has a different chumrah, nire kibona. We'll see that tomorrow. That's the Rambam Shita, nire kibona. It's a special gzeira's chazal of nire kibona. So the three or four interpretations of what they're fighting about the two days in the Mechaba, the tour against the Maram in Rutenberg, about kol shel prokim, is it like mita and aser, or is it like, we'll call it kisi kalim, which is mutter. In any event, we've covered the beginning of this problem, but we're not finished with it yet. So Mishim tomorrow, when she is back at a regular time, we will continue with this important halachic topic. Everyone remember Bitei Avon for breakfast, and make sure the bunk is clear. I mentioned yesterday Robin Schmuller of the opinion, the eighth opinion, the Caleb. That's an obvious question. If you're familiar with the fact Karin Beitza tells us about locus Beshama Beisilo at this point. According to Beis Shammai, Heish Binyan B'Kalim. According to Beis Hillel, Ain Binyan B'Kalim. How is it possible that Rav and Shmuel are taking a stand the opinion of Beis Shammai against the opinion of Beis Hillel? This question is raised by the Ran on the rear. Please turn to page 42. Above follows the base, Tafi Harif. A little bit together. We start with the ego. Big bold letter, the ego. The ego of the Yomar, of the Ash Binyan, Pilu Lo Toka, Kolheta, the Mahadik, Chayav Katz, Rapilu Barofui, Ego the Mixar, Otto Shana Rofu, Abukaven, the Binyan Bekalin, Pilu Heta, the Mahadik, the Osama the Rabbanon, Zera Shami Yitka, the Chayim Shemak of the Patish, Shemachi and Hoya Rafi would. Let's gather kind of again. The assumption over here, we saw in Shemanor, on the Tour, back to the Ran, that there were three levels, Rafi, Mahudok, and Toka. Now, what must you do to be over in Isidar Isa? Depends. If Yesh Binyan B'Kalim, or Ein Binyan B'Kalim. If Yesh Binyan B'Kalim, as long as you do it Mahudok, fairly tight, your chayt, if ain't binyan b'kalim, mahudok would be potter, the chayt has to actually talk out, which is not going to patch. That's how the Ran presented. There's always going to be a gzeira one step down. If you hold the eish binyan b'kalim, so therefore what happens? Mahudok is d'oraisa, rafi is also b'der rabbona. So with ain't binyan b'kalim, talk out is d'oraisa, mahudok is the rabbona, and rafi is mutter. We pass an Ein Binyan B'Kalim, that's why roughly in fact is mutter. So the Gemara says, who the Amak Yiyu, this is how the Ran explains more this Kiddushin, this Kiddushi Ran, on our doubt. That when the Gemara says in Ram Zion, Yiyu the Amri Ki Aitana, they mean the Tana of Ein Binyan B'Kalim. Rav and Shmuel held Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. And the Rabbukta, the Rabbuna, and the others, they held the Ein Binyan B'Kalim. That's the Machlokes, that's annoying. To which the Gemara refers. But the problem is, what do you do with the Gemara? The Beis Shammai Beis Hillel problem. So the Ran quotes a shot in the rib. Let's go read those together. The Tikkun. Hishmid Arab Alfazal, Min Halokas, Alaminan, the Gemara that's been called, Rabbi Tukul, Minora, Shal Matenis. Hilkas, the Chulios, Ben Gdola, Ben Tana, Surah. Love us the top. Lashem and Tipo, Vitis Fare, Viyazi Rena, Vinimsa also clean. The train's gonna fall apart, and the over needs to have been in Caleb. The Golden Army, this be Hitki, Kaloma Katuch and some of the Domino Shop Program, gives an impression, kind of a Maris Ayan, and then it's made from different pieces. Asura to the Dolan of Golios.
Kevin Gadola Dakal Yasof Shokulius, he's been kitki, man the chodi some of the chulius ninu. And I went, Tana, take him on after Mimbo. The Rif left the whole thing out. Why? The Gemara goes on Dama Yesh Minim Bekev. He passed him in the Bekelim. I feel the chulius nami, Sharia. If you reference to the Gemara, it's actually Yomtif, it's Beta, Chav Aleph. Gemara says, Ain't Dolphin is a menorah. And it says that Michelle Chulius, Ubeis Hill, Sharu, Shunta Kasare, and Binyan is Fear Bekelim. That's the case. From the Yochanan of Shlokish, the Tzvi Elul, Bishol Kulias, Asiri, Dabrik, and Ben Shammai. What? Oh, like Ben Shammai. And similarly, Rav and Shmuel, oh, like Ben Shammai. What's going on? I don't want to say, I can any Amora say, Yesh Binyan Bekele. That's like Ben Shammai. He do the name of the Inu, Lo Muk, Mit, Luk, Tayo, the Ben Shammai, Ben Silu, the Yesh Binyan, Binyan Bekele. Oh, you get stuck. So the two look, Uliyami, Yesh Binyan. Ela hasa ben ispa chitki pligi to be shame sabri afil to be yomtum gaz vina chitki as a chulius. Not really a thought which could be this man. Just look at that appearance of Maris Ayin. And it still says, she still has yomtum lo gaz vina. Period. Yomtum rish lovish. Anak pina, neim, binyin, bekele. Afil to be chulius, b'shabas, shorol, etzul, tulis. A tamashar of alfazal, ishmin, that whole Gemara. That's what it says. That's what it the Gemara starts at the very bottom, Iyu Dami Kaitan. So one could have said, the Svara, that the whole issue that we spoke about, we have a terrible problem of Bita Shel Tarsir. Let's turn back to the Gemara. So now we saw the Ram, let's turn back to the Gemara. Read the Gemara again. That means Zion. So one could have said, Misvara, that the whole issue that we spoke about, we had a terrible problem of Vita Shel Tarsir. Let's turn back to the Gemara. So now we saw the Rav, let's turn back to the Gemara. Read the Gemara again. That same time. Gemara quotes, Abba Rabuna Barkia, who said it's okay to be mad to Vita Shel Tarsir. Rabbi Shmuel said, Chayav Chatos. Yes, the Kasha. Basically, you see, you are Chayav Chatos. Right, the Rabbi Shmuel against Rabuna. And the Gemara, Inu the Amru Ki Aitan and the Tani. And the Rabbi explained, the Kiddushin, that means the Mandava ain't been in the Kalim. This Raisa, of Mars or Vita Shotasim Chayav Chadas. Or Kanei Menorah, which is the same point of Rashi, Chayav Chadas, the whole demand of the Yesh Pinyin Bekele. But we Paskin ain't Pinyin Bekele. So if you stop right over here, we had a big problem which we dealt with yesterday, three different levels. How do you understand the Easter Mars or Vita Shotasim? What happened to the famous head that he keeps speaking about, of Osu Lifro Ulaazir, made to be put on and off, it's a baby bottle. The baby bottle of Vita Shel Tarsir. So we had three different terutzim. One was Uman Tzara Tarsir or not. That's the Abnenezer's terutz. Then we had a terutz which was along those lines, which didn't, not an Uman, as long as it's Tokea. Tokea is the equivalent of Kumra of Tzara Uman of Zero. Then you had the Chazanish, which I'll come back to in a minute, about whether it's made to be used in both stages, used only in one stage, and it's just for transportation or storage purposes. So I suggest just throw out a possibility, wait a second. Maybe the Gemara which asks the Mandava Yesh Bin Yibbe Kalim, we are Matir, could be old Yesh Bin Yibbe Kalim. So if you look only on the Memzayin and Alam, especially Dushi Arad, I'll tell you it's a great terrace. Behold, this is Makhlokas at Panoyim, and this Makhlokas is with the Yesh Bin Yibbe Kalim. Maybe the Mazak Kodesh of Menorah, which is the same as Bidish of Tashim, is tied only on WH Binyan Bekalim. He's more Mapa for whatever reason. We all named Binyan Bekalim. So it's Takami Mutter. It's an interesting idea, but it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because the Gemara on that Mimzayan, on the Jacobs. So the Gemara then says, the story of Vita Galil Nisa. Put it back on Yom. All the Ramera but Midir upon the Rav of my tight the binyan min atzadu. Nay, the Yisur Dorai Seleka, Yisur Dorabon on Mio Iko. Yeah, I want to do the Rav for you. Get an impression, this is Rashi's angel Tarsim, and she says, is going to be awesome Midir upon on even the Mandamar, Ain binyan Ustira Bekalim. It was just a suggestion, but I'll move it against the Gemara. Let's get back again to those three roots, which we spoke about yesterday. Okay. Now that Chazonish, which we spent a lot of time reading yesterday, Shia, what exactly does he mean? So, a suggestion was brought to my attention after Shia yesterday, like this. So we had this whole, remember our whole dramatic presentation about the candelabra, the menorah, what's made for, made to be used for each time is a little. So yesterday we came and shared the Chaz Mishnah shot against every single person in this room. That's what it doesn't matter. You win, we lose. But okay. So we had a shot in the Gemara that you take these, what are they called? Branches, thank you. Take the branches of the menorah. You put one on, one off, just you know, you want them like the 5, like the 4, like the 3, like the 2. Right? And it can be used. The advertisement from those to the light many candles on Shabbos. So they're gonna just, you know, you keep going on, adding and subtracting more, fine. And it's used in all forms, in all different numbers, that we understood. So if that's the case, according to the criterion, if we thought the
plaster it. They have this pole, and they keep adding pieces to reach the high part of the wall, like taking away from reach the lower part of the wall. And that's putter, and maybe in some cases it might be putter. But it's exactly the same thing. Use it with 10 candles, with 2 candles, with 4 candles. Kind of half. And the father says, yes, we understood. I answered the shir. The Chazanish understood that you use it. You took away the kind of, you didn't use it at all. That's why I read the words of the Chazanish. You read the shir together. There's an alternative reading was presented to me, which I will recommend to you. Exactly. The only time this Svara exists is by Kanish El Sayyadim, the Chazon. What you think about Kanish El Sayyadim? It's impossible, absolutely impossible, to use this kli unless you put things in and out. Look, no one's going to hire from the plaster, only the low part, only the high part. So by the very definition, the only way in the world to use this pole, the plasterous pole, is to take the piece of rods in and out to make it higher or low. There is no other way. Then and only then does this svar of heter apply. There's absolutely no other way to use this clip. No other way. Impossible otherwise. Impossible. Menorah, use it otherwise. You can have, many branches. If you want to use them all, don't use them all. I know there are people who buy candelabras. But the very beginning, it's when the young couples are given candelabras with X number of branches. They have various expectations. And they light 2 candles at the beginning. So then 4 empty, whatever it is. Some kind of thing. It exists. You can use it. But it is used. It exists in real life. It exists in real life. The same thing applies to the Bikur Shel Tarsiyim. Again, same thing applies. The truth is, this Svara, not bad, because remember we went back to the original Makkah for this Kul. We spoke about it, I think, on Friday. The original Makkah for this thing was the Mishnah in Beitzah, Daf Yud, about Shrisei Chanuyos. So the emza, which is in the middle, you have a doorway, and there's a pole right smack in the middle, I think, for security purposes. Because people should be able to break in and take out the valuables in the safe, whatever it may be, put a tris right down the middle. So that's what to take in and out. And the Ramban and the Makamas explain, there's no other way! It's impossible. The only way to use this tris is to put it there for security, and to take it out, and you want to get the stuff out of the box, otherwise you can't get anything out of the box when it's there. So not only is it maybe, you say, an advisable, preferable manner of use of this clip. It's impossible otherwise. And therefore, only when it's impossible otherwise, because it's cooler of Osu Lefarek Lavza, Seder, Svar Lekula. That's the case of Teresa Chazuyos, the Epsa of the Gemara, the Ramban, and Beit HaDavid. That's the Kona Shal Sayonet. Everything else, even though you might want to remove a particular piece of a menorah, you may want to, but you don't have to. Bitashon Tarsiyim, you want to remove it, just take it apart and store it. You don't have to. So therefore, the kula would not apply in that case. Perhaps that's what the Chazanish means. Therefore, you would agree with our dramatic explanation of the menorah, but at the same time, it comes with a different result. That we had suggested earlier. That's a possibility. Okay, Rabbi Osa. Now let's go on. There's a problem. I mentioned this, the Valdig of Sage of Vinyan Shabbos. He has a Sphere and Chazanish. Sphere and Chazanish. I'll read it to you. On page Memtes. Chazanish writes, we mentioned this yesterday in Shia. This is Nun Aleph. Gupso she'ena ela l'otzoas ha'yayin v'acha she'hotzi ha'yayin ena ha'kovas ha'kone v'kovas v'tzuyo klav avi k'kisui kli v'muto l'tkoa u'kemosha chazavti v'simkot tes. Now when he says ena ha'kovas ha'kone v'kovas v'tzuyo klav, how does that fit into our original system? You have a the barrel that the wine can come out. You don't want all the wine to spill out. You want it to come out for a certain amount. You want a cup of wine, 2 cups, 5 cups, and you want to close it off. If it all spill out, it doesn't do any good. So that could fit in again without the present criterion we just mentioned now. It's impossible otherwise. Understated so much. And I come with your cloud. Maybe you can somehow tilt the barrel so upside down so you wouldn't want to spill out. But it's not, you can't really use the barrel this way. That's fine. That's fine. So it's a very nice svara, fits to what we just said now. Very good. The problem is as follows. Avi kekisui kli the mutal the tkoa. Now you make reference to what he said back in Simon Nun and Chazanish Tukot test. That we read in Shia yesterday. The problem is, I'm going to ask you my problem and ask you his problem. My problem is, we read a Chazanish yesterday as a whole new and original pshat kisui kalim. An original pshat based on an assumption, which is also fairly original. Chazanish assumes you have a pressure cooker and you screw that pot cover on very tight. At that point in time, that kli is not a kli. Ice kli. A kli sasim is not a kli. That if you step to it, we'll get to it. We talk about cans. Chazanish holds a tuna fish can with clothes and not a kli. That's his kiddush. So too, not only is the can not a kli, even this is considered to be not, you're not making a kli, if anything, you're undoing a kli, if anything. That's a unique heter of Keith and Caleb, and they let's try to love and I'm wrong. Simon Shinyud Gimel. Rex the Sefer, Binyan Shabbos, if that's the unique shot, which he has in Caleb, then there's no need to ask questions why is Guf so different than Kisu Caleb. Kisu Caleb is completely unique. When you screw the pot cover on, you're eventually making it no longer a clean. Special dispensation, special effort. Nothing to do with putting a faucet into a barrel. They're completely unrelated. That's how I want to phrase the question. This Sefer, Binyan Shabbos, asks it somewhat differently. Because the Chazanish, you may have seen it by now, it's in the Maromah Kormis, asked electricity based upon it. Thousand Simon Nun to contest. He asked it using completing any electrical circuit. He can't put on a fan, according to the Chazanish on Shabbos. Can't put on a fan, he's a Doraisa. He's a Doraisa. Correct the Binyan Shabbos. What do you mean? You want the fan to be on all the time. Today, 90 degrees. Oh, 9-day weather. So whoever wants the fan, Avada. But who was here 3 weeks ago? Just freezing. Night was freezing, shivering. Wanted a fan. So, and our combustor went to your cloud. It's freezing. He wants to know. The same logic that the Chazanish used. Use the expression anti-combustor, but to your cloud. You don't want that electric circuit pulling all these fans around today, right above us, right here. Woo! This fan. There's a little hand of the dial over there, which somehow is in the electrical circuitry. It's completing a circuit somewhere. And I want it. But if it's going to be cold, I don't want it. So why the Chazanish ask the electricity to be the Raisa? Why is it different than the goose of the Kana? Which he himself said his mutter, against the Mishnah Brewery, said his mutter. Steal the Chazanish. That's his cash. But the answer to the question was as follows. There's no terrace. It's Sarachian. You may have your own terrace. Please do. Get a prize. But my suggestion is as follows. Make a suggestion. Guvaisa is different. All you're doing is you're inserting a tube of some sort into a barrel. This is not a dramatic change in the barrel itself. The barrel is a barrel is a barrel. You're inserting a tube in the barrel. Turning the tube in the barrel. Except if it would be there for good, let's say you take now a new kind of a barrel with a permanent tube put into it, so that tube would be binyan, perhaps binyan gomer b'kelim. That's Chazanish. Since you intend to remove that tube, because if you leave it there forever, all the wine's going to fall out, and it's spilled out, you're going to use the barrel the way you want to use it. So therefore, it is permissible. change. How so? Because you had, we'll call them four walls, not, I don't use the word wall, four loosely, you circular. And you put something on top, so until now it was open, and now it's covered, that's such a dramatic change, it's going to cause an issue. Maybe even takes it. It's not pure, the whole shen clean, when it's actually covered on top. Such a dramatic change. Such a dramatic change would have been usher al bone, were it not for the fact that the fiyah chazanish, to the contrary, once you cover it, if anything, it's no longer a clip. But if not for that, svara, when you cover the pot, it's such a significant change, it would have been usher b'tara's bone. Oh. Now it comes to electricity, which Chazanish considered to be a very fundamental change. We'll get to the specifics later. It's such a powerful, powerful change. When you take a fan which is off, make a fan which is on, this is the expression place called the Mavis L'chaim. Like you're breathing life into something which is dead. That's a pretty big change. So then, that's the equivalent of the change of Kisu Kalim, as opposed to the change of Gufsa, without the heter of Kisu Kalim. Kisu Kalim is unique, the Mokdi said in the Chazanish. Because when you cover it, you're making it ois kli, no longer a kli. But any change as dramatic as that, or more dramatic, without the specific dispensation that you're making into a non-kli, would end up as a Nisa D'Oraisa. So again, I'm suggesting that the Gufsa, the tube, the straw, that's placed into the barrel, is not as significant a change the perspective of the barrel itself, as is the Kisu Kalim or the putting on of the fan. So, when it comes to the Kisu Kalim, it's looked at for a side reason, because it's not considered to be bone, because now you make it no longer a kli, ois kli. When it comes to electricity, it's doraisa. When it comes to gufa, it's a kanya, which is more kal, the nish wanted to be madde. That's my suggestion. Here's the question. According to Chazanish, are you allowed to take a baby bottle and, you know, have you ever seen a baby bottle? Yes. No one can say that a baby bottle is always clean when you put the nipple with the top and screw it on. Because while it's on, the baby's drinking through the hole. So the Chazanish is smart. It's sealed off, it's no longer a clean, it's gone. That doesn't, Abi doesn't apply to a baby bottle, which is the drink from it while it's screwed on. So you have Shlomo Zalman as the kasha. This is in the, you have the Chelek Gimel there, it's right down top. The Chelek Gimel, the Chelek Aleph Tov, I want to read you one line, the Chelek Gimel. This is the Perek Lamed Gimel. And Orav Mem Gimel. What he says, Yami also quote the Chazanish, the Shtamish with Bakbuk Shel Tinokos, Asha Mitzvah Bakbuk Achot B'li Hasheni L'Roy L'Klum? How can it be? Impossible to ask for a baby bottle on Shabbos. That's crazy. That's the Shlomo Zalman's kash against the Chazanish. But he also throws in, and that's what those are found here in Aleph and in Gimel, L'Chasos Milchiyah to Shabbos. What's a Milchiyah? A salt shaker. You mean, according to Chazanish, you should be offered to cover a salt shaker on Shabbos? Wait a second. Wait a minute. It really should be awesome. Why? Get to the Alter Rebbe right on top of the Kachbom. So, Chazanish HaRav, it's in the Shin Yud Gimel, has two sip my answer to see, Chof and Chof Al. About this situation. He says, you have Klishal Brokim, you make it tight, Binyan Gomor. Yitka Bechozik, the Indian Shatorak was the Gvur of Unus. I read the Binyan Gomor, the Chayrish of Bonet, also the Skyim Harbe. The Eno also the Skyim Harbe, I read the Binyan Aroy, also the Resulfer. Elam came, Eno also the Kiyam Klau. What does it mean, Kiyam Klau? Passion to mean less than 24 hours. We go back to our old criteria. We speak less than day one, literally. Less than 24 hours. kayam a cloud. By kosher, we have it already. Therefore, says kosos kisui kalim. Oh, now this is the moment around kisui kalim. Kisui kalim, I see him come for charitzim, so she called it shrike. Half of Pisha Mahatkin also for Kozak, for old. Al pi akli, ein b'hem shum iser, lo minitilasa mishum stira, lo b'chazirasa mishum binyan. You know, he holds against Chazanish, that's not a poshim. But he, to the contrary, opposite. Conventional wisdom is against Chazanish. But he's not. Lepi, she'enon asuyim l'kiyum klal, rak l'poslan u'l'sogwan todir gam b'shabes atma! Lo also be in a royal dirasa of Shahin, also a mass of Sosa Bishabas Atma, Kamoshi Bosh and Yudal, by breaking the Cholotov and cover. Wait a minute. If this is correct, the Alta Rebbe says it so dramatically, the baby bottle should be put there on Shabbos with the soul shaker. Soul shaker should be awesome. You don't open a soul shaker every day. The problem. A very serious problem. The one solution is dust. It's a good solution. If you can't open, you can't use it, it runs out of soul, you're out of luck. New Corman camp, they started putting soul on Shabbos in these little plastic cups. They're afraid they're going to open a soul check on Shabbos. They hold it at dust. Car should be awesome, basically, we said until now. Oh, shit. Shit, Rabbein. Leave him. Where is it? Oh. Shlomo Zalman clearly disagrees. Might have a soul checker, but he just saw it. And more than that, in Chalek Gimel, he has Perek Kov Gimel, the Ara Kuf Kov Dalek. He says, Avshap Sichai Rak Itim Rakokos, Abahova Mechal Atmo Ken Cleve, and a mixer Shalom Mutskon of Fasayan Boltos. He's talking about you have the on the roof in Eric's level, we have a water. Cold water, so they have the water up on top of the roof. Storing water, no, it's not water, cold. Some kind of Mechal mine, he talks about on top of the roof. And it's always closed. Maybe to do it. And then once in a while, I have to open something or to get to it or something like that. That's mutter. But it hasn't been open for 6 months. Doesn't matter. Mutter anyway. You could have a soul shaking for 6 months. No? You have a couple. Two people eating every meal. One of them is on a low salt diet because of high blood pressure. If one person has a little bit of salt, it can go for months without changing the salt to the salt. Big salt check. Wow. So Shlomo Zalman put there anyway. And the question is why? Why? So the Sefer Binyan Shabbos says this din of Shlomo Zalman. I have a source for me, says. It's in Binyan Shabbos, page Nun Aleph. Tell us to open the Shulchan Aruch and you'll find it there. That's tricky. Look at Simon Shin Yud Gimel Sim Gimel. Let's open up. Shin Yud Gimel Sim Gimel. What's there? You've been here before. Talk about a situation of ein nifnasim v'yotzim v'tadir. Right? Ein nifnasim v'yotzim v'tadir. Only the last sentence talks about also the knisa l'tziyat tadir. The last line has very long, somewhat long sit. Until that line, everything's talking about ein nifnasim v'yotzim v'tadir. Nonetheless, nonetheless, you have a case where the tzir lo choshev kibonah shenika v'eshu delas kevin shoyal tzir. But to say the binyan Shabbos on page nun aleph, all the cases we're talking about are similar to that, where it's clearly meant to be open and closed, and therefore, even if it's there for a long time, it's still permissible to open and close. And the source of the Prima Garden, here in Shinyan Gimel, Mishnah Zozov, Kot Dalit, Kaka Kalon, here we go again. That's an important thing. Kaka Kalon, he said that it's also ki ain't Tzir v'chakika, even this man Meruba Shari. We read it in Shir a few days ago. I doubt the Lubavitch Rebbe. He says it has to be open within a day in order to permit it. Shabbos, we read the words again carefully. I read it with you before. I emphasize it. Quote, as referring to a case, quote, Shemahatkin Osef Bechozik Ma'od. Oh, that's a really powerful construction. That's what we call like kind of a tkiya, Shemayitka, comparable to Binyan B'Machuba L'Karka. Real, honest, this powerful construction. Then it's only Mutta, like the Shcholot of it, that you plan to undo it within a day. More than a day would be awesome. Get an impression from this. Let's see why I say you had a 2-day yontif, you had a yontif followed by a Shabbos. Friday and Shabbos. Shavuos, Friday and Shabbos. You want to have a cholent for Shabbos. And you put it in on Thursday evening, it would be no good. If the impression is made by the Alter Rebbe. Because it's such a powerful construction, it only works within less than 24 hours. It was there for 40 hours, whatever it may be, no good. That's the bar in the Alter Rebbe. You need to talk of his guru of umnus. Then he requires the Sivkov and the rest of you ain't also the key of cloud. So the key to Kenel that we're discussing, it's also the talk of this God Tadir. Tazenbach and Avram never said you have to have Osri. The Torah for Shabbos. We read yesterday in Shia Bo. We read the Taz and Mokhan Avraham. I never said it to be open on that particular Shabbos. You cover the path, which is going to be there for a few days, what's the Limud? How few is few? What's called Tadir? We already had it in this very Siv. Siv Gimel. We know what Tadir means. We read it in Bialacha. 30 days. 30 days. So it's less. Sun, which is normally there for less than 30 days, then it's okay. That's a little bit smarter though, however. So the moment I brought a raya to this din from Shinya Dalat Sipyut. That was his raya. Now what's his raya, Shinya Dalat Sipyut? That's referring to a case where you have the chol dom, which you're going to smash the covering within a day. Now that we're assuming that the moment I brought his mouth, that keeps the beyond the day, for the comparison to Shinya Dalat Yud is somewhat inexact. There, where Tekiah B'Chozek has to be knocked out within a day. Here, where it's not so much B'Chozek, so then it need not be within a day. Obviously, the Raya is not the Gavaldi Raya anymore. It's only sort of a loose comparison. Oh. Well, let's see. Where does this come from? Shin Yud Gimel Siv Gimel. Where does it come from? We look at the Mera Gola. Shom Kuf Aleph and Mishnah. The Pirish Rashi. And Erevin Af Kuf Aleph. Erevin Af Kuf Aleph. Now, if you look there, and it's referenced here to the Mishnah Brura, the Kuf Gimel, Umezi Kimosif Aleph Binyan. There's no real Binyan in Erevin Kuf Aleph. It just looks like it. Rashi looks like it. to the heter of Tosefes Oel Aroi, it must be referring to a case where it's more than 30 days. This being the case, one can argue that by Kisu Kalim, where there's at least a chashash of real binyan, we should at least say that more than 30 days should be us. Again, from Shlomo Zalman. From Shlomo Zalman is Matir, the soul shaker, he's Matir opening up the cover to that dud somewhere on top of the roof, even though it could be there for more than 30 days. We forgot him as a Raya Lekul. True. Matir is Matir Ruba, but also can't see it. Do me a favor, look that up, and tell me, how does he know it? I mean, he's the primary source, Prima Gaudi. But usually he quotes from earlier, but Svara. Where'd he get it from? That Lekar is the source. That's the source. So the mice, I can see someone being Machmir, not to open a soul check on Shabbos. That's a crazy cover. Oh, shit. Okay. Anyway. In this very sif, this very similar, I should say, Shinyan Gimel, and there are more, Siv Vov, is an important two-word phrase that he throws in the middle of the Machabes presentation. Look together. Siv Vov, Asuga, Vita Shal Prokim, also La Abzira, La Hatka, Vatoka Chayav Kadas, the Imhi, look what's happening now. Where did it come from? He had an impression from the Ramah, quite clearly. There ain't dark aliyos refuya. It's also for you to put it in, even though it's roughly. Require dark aliyos refuya. But if it's not dark aliyos refuya, you do it refuya, it's going to be asur. Who said so? Well, I didn't say so. Open the Gemara. We have the Gemara right over here. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Hana, crash back, spirit, amen, by a roughly mutter. I did it roughly, that's all. Did it say they have to do it in a way which is normally roughly? Who said so? How do you know it's true? So the Beis Yosef got it from the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma that way. Okay, so the Rambam, it's right there. Rambam somewhere. He got it from the left of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavez, Halacha Kavod. You tell me what the Rambam added to the Gemara didn't have. I'm asking for a reason. Chazanish doesn't agree. Loshen the Rambam Kaloshen the Gemara. He doesn't understand what the Beis Yosef found in the Rambam, which is not the Gemara. The Gemara says, look here. Rash Bago, Omei Mayor, Rokhli Mutter. What? The Rambam sandwich is different. Go for the Rambam and see. You tell me. Rambam says, okay, and Abzir Benar Shal Kolios, Nira Kabonet, and Hev is your potter, She'en Atzad, who, Nei, Bisura the Rai Seleka, Isura the Rabbonim Yik, I didn't say Xeva the Rabbonim, he said Isura the Rabbonim, Isura the soul for the Binyan Shabbos, Isura the Rabbonim is an implication like the Rambam, it's a Nira Kabonet. That is Zera Otubon. Nonetheless, even according to the Rambam, you have a case of Tzrisi Chaniyot, Tzir Be'emza, Beitza Daf Yudir Aleph, with the